Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday Meditation called Dealing with Dust. A little while ago, I wrote a post called People Are Not Washing Machines. It's time for another washing machine-related post, otherwise known as an WMRP. We moved into a new home last year. It was, in the words of my wife, a fixer-upper. It had been empty for 18 months and rented out for the previous 2 years, so let's just say that maintenance had not been high on the agenda during that time. Now, an unexpected blessing was that the fridge and the washing machine had been left behind. Both were newer than the ones we brought with us, so ours went to more needy friends, and we kept the in-situ appliances. A year on, and it was time to fix up and improve the house. Part of the renovations involved the kitchen, and so this week I pulled the washing machine out from its slot under the kitchen counter. What did I find? But an instruction booklet lying on top. We don't know how long it had been there, long enough for a thick layer of dust to accumulate, though. Dust is not delightful. As someone who's lived in a designated dust zone for 3 months while building work has gone on around us, I can tell you that dust was not designed to be in our hair, our eyes, or our dinner. I took a sponge to the manual and wiped the dust off. The colour came to life, the text became readable, and a sneezing fit was avoided. All good things. But did you realise that dust was an essential part of the evangelism strategy of Jesus? No? Well, have a look here in Luke 9. Jesus said, "If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." There it is. Are you shaking the dust off your feet, your shoes, your flip-flops? So what does Jesus have in mind? If people are not interested in the good news, why isn't simply leaving the area enough? Why shake off the dust? Well, in the context of the time, it seems to have been a symbol of judgment. Jewish travellers might perform this action when they came back from a visit to pagan, Gentile territory. But might there be another reason? Not only does Jesus ask his disciples to let the unreceptive town know they have rejected their opportunity to be part of true Israel, but I wonder if the action reminded his followers that there is a time to move on. We can get sentimental. We can become fixed to a false hope. How do we know when it is time to move on? Well, let me suggest four ways, which will conveniently spell dust. The D is for death. In a parallel passage in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus said, "If anyone will not listen to your words." So if your sharing is falling on deaf ears, it's time to move on. Are your friends prepared to at least listen? That's the D for death. The U is for unfriendly. Jesus said, "If people do not welcome you," in the passage we've already looked at. He's not talking about first impressions, I think, since the disciples are supposed to stay in the house. But if unfriendliness persists, clearly the heart isn't open. Deaf, unfriendly, and then the S. The S is for stubborn. Jesus became distressed at their stubborn hearts in a passage in Mark chapter 3. Why was he distressed at their stubborn hearts? Because some people around him would not listen to him, even if he did miracles. If the fruit of the Spirit in your life does not cause people to open their hearts to God, it might be time to move on. So D for deaf, U for unfriendly, S for stubborn, and T is for testers. Some people occupy our time simply to test us, and not in a good way. Jesus found this with the Pharisees, who in Mark 8 came and began to question Jesus, to test him. They asked him for a sign from heaven. What does Jesus do? He gives them a brief answer. "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly, I tell you, no sign will be given to it," which actually is really no answer at all. And then it says, he left them, got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side. He got out of there. Well, there's a lot more that could be said about this subject, of course, but this will have to do for now. What are your thoughts on this topic? Is some dust gathering on your shoes which needs to be shaken off? Are you in the company of the deaf, the unfriendly, the stubborn, or the testers? Perhaps it's time to seek some new company. Well, I hope this has been interesting to you. Leave your comments on the blog or on this audio boot. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.